God's gracious kingdom, and in His words you find the strength. If you just believe Him, and you don't have to move that mountain, help me, Lord, to climb it. You don't have to move the stumbling blocks, got me, Lord, around them. You don't have to move the stumbling blocks. Got me, Lord, around them.
Thanks so much. It's good to be back here at Mountain Stage in beautiful Charleston, West Virginia. Drove through a lovely snowy pass all morning to get here. But we're here, and it's good to be at the music section of the day. For a long time, folks told me I only write sad songs. Hey, you only write sad songs. They were right. So I wrote this new one. It's on the new record. It's called Hollywood Ending. It's one where everything works out just fine.
The time of year when mosquitoes bite. The air thick, you can cut it with a knife. I only slept 3 winks last night. Well, it all works out, it all works out, you know. Sometimes I wish all the clocks would break, and Father Time wouldn't take. So much has changed since we up and left this place. Well, it all works out, it all works out, you know. Well, it all works out, eventually, floating down a river in a lover's dream. We're only good as the company we keep, you never float far from me. I always feel like I'm falling behind. I eat the watermelon down. The driving theater is covered up in vines. Well, it all works out, it all works out, you know. Well, it all works out, eventually, floating down a river in a lover's dream. We're only good as the company we keep, you never float far from me. Thank you. days of company we keep, you never fall far from me. The time of year when mosquitoes bite, the air thick, you can cut it with a knife. I only slept 3 weeks last night.
Thanks so much. I got that harmonica rack from Norelco.com. So, the new record, it's called Sweet Critters, and I wrote the title track on the road, and I don't usually do that. I usually wait till I get home, and then I try to see if I've got anything going on. But this one, it just kept lingering in my head on the long drives, and I wrote it about growing old and being in love and all that comes along with that. So maybe that's you. Maybe it's somebody you know, but this is the title track of our new record. It's called Sweet Critters.
She collected feathers and little brass figurines. He'd split the wood and put vinegar on his green. And they glow on up until the curtains close, evergreen and growing, both born to really steal the show, dance until the light grows dim. She's a blue ribbon knitter, his ankle hurts when it rains. They're both sweet critters crossing the interstate. Over time they became one, like second day soup. And they glow on up until the curtains close, evergreen and growing, both born to really steal the show, dance until the light grows dim. He's struggling with the stairs, she's so scared, but they glow on up until the curtains close, evergreen and growing, steal the show, dance until the light grows dim. Dance until the light grows dim.
Thanks so much. Speaking of Sweet Critters, I'm going to introduce you to my band who follow me all over the world. They do a great job. Over here on the upright bass and singing harmony from the Little Apple, Manhattan, Kansas, is Carl Zerfus. Back here on the drums from Irwin, Tennessee, is Adeline Delgado. Then over here on the dobro, from Ellicott City, Maryland, it's Carter Giegrich. And my name is Caleb Cottle. I'm here from Germantown, North Carolina, and I wrote all these songs. So yeah, thanks for listening to them. We're on a great run right now. This is show 3 of 3 really fun shows. We made our Grand Ole Opry debut last Saturday, and thank you, it was a lot of fun. And then we played the Kennedy Center last night, and so now we're here at Mountain Stage, and I've done runs of shows that were worse than that, I'll say. All right, this one's called Knee Deep Blues. It's on the new record. It's about feeling bad and wishing you did not. We're gonna leave you with this one. It's called Monte Carlo. My grandfather, he had a 1970 Monte Carlo, and that was the first year they made the Monte Carlo. And I know that because he told me every time I got in the car. His was glitter green, and it had a dark green leather roof and green leather seats, and he had a little Batman hanging from the rearview mirror. His name was Don. He was a cool dude, and I was a cool car. So I wrote a song all about it. And we're going to leave it with you right now. Thanks again for having us. We're Caleb Cottle and the Sweet Critters. We'll see you next time.
Some days, and some days, I
in a casino. Bet it all on black. Bet it all on black. Bet it all on black, 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 black. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Thank you.
Caleb Cottle and the Sweet Critters. His album Sweet Critters is out now. You can find out all about it and more at CalebCottle.com. We'd like to say a special hello to you right now if you're listening over WOUC-FM in Cambridge, Ohio, or WHDD in Sharon, Connecticut. We're glad to have you listening, and we hope you can join us next week when David Mayfield is back to guest host with Kip Moore, Brad Tersey, Joy Clark, and the Andrew Marlin String Band. This is Connor Knighton sitting in for Kathy Matea, and you're listening to Mountain Stage Live Performance Radio from the Mountain State of West Virginia. Mountain Stage is supported in part by this station and by West Virginia Public Broadcasting. Hotel accommodations for Mountain Stage guests are provided by the Charleston, West Virginia Marriott Town Center Hotel, centrally located for the business and pleasure traveler in downtown Charleston's retail district. This is Mountain Stage from NPR. Again, and welcome to the second hour of Mountain Stage. I'm Connor Knighton, sitting in for Kathy Matea, and I am so glad you've joined us. We're at the show's home, the Culture Center Theater, in my hometown of Charleston, West Virginia. We have another great hour of live music for you. In just a bit, songwriter, singer, author, father, and most recently, comedian, Stephen Kellogg will be out.
Just one second.
But we begin this hour with a frequent guest who's marking a Mountain Stage milestone tonight. You know, there's a tradition here that when you've appeared on the show 10 times, you are gifted the highest honor in public radio fashion, a personalized Mountain Stage jacket. Jill Sobule was awarded her 10-timer jacket before the show this evening, although, as we found out, this is actually her 11th time, so sorry for the delay. She performed here once as part of a duo, Jill and Julia, alongside comedian Julia Sweeney. Now, that show combined singing and storytelling, which is a fusion that Sobule has explored in a number of her projects. Her most recent is an autobiographical musical with a name that I cannot fully say on the radio. We'll go with F-Word Seventh Grade. The F-Word is not fun. The New York Times named it a critic's pick, proclaiming it to be, quote, for the many nerds who grew up to be cool people. Please welcome back to the Mountain Stage for the 11th time, former nerd and current cool person, Jill Sobule.
Yay! I just yayed for myself. So I didn't know, I never know what I'm going to play until I'm right here. And I thought everyone's been, in my world, has been kind of in a kind of sad mode. And so I thought I'd bring something positive. And here's a song about the apocalypse. but it's a love song. Tomorrow the ground may shake, like the Senate was bound to happen one day, and the Hollywood sign will fall. The final call. Don't you fret, don't be blue. You had me and I had you. It was a good life. It was a good, good life. Tomorrow we could all be gone. When the Russian gangsters sell the bomb and the waves come roaring from the sea, 100-foot swells over Venice Beach. Don't be scared and take my hand. We'll swim into the promised land. It was a good life. It was a good, good life. It was a good life. It was a good, good life. Tomorrow a tiny virus may grow in everyone, and it's not the cold. Or a hole in the sky will open wide. The aliens land on the 105. If it comes to that, what can we do? You had me and I had you. It was a good life. It was a good, good life. It was a good life. It was a good, good life. I said a boom, boom, crash, crash underneath the overpass. Burning buildings, flying glass. A good life. On the day the earth stood still, we won't have to pay our bills. As the month slides down the hill, a good life. We won't have to make our beds. Break out the booze and like I said, let's have a ball before we're dead. A good life. Let the pious rise above. We'll go down in our sweet love. It was a good. Will you guys sing it with me? And let's do it. Let's do it. It's a good life, okay? You're not with me on that. It's a good life. One, two, three. It's a good life. It's a good, good life. It's a good life. Yeah. It's a good, good life. I heard this song about my time at, I got to do the Lilith Fair. Did anyone go to the Lilith Fair? Well, it should have been a great time, but I was miserable because during that time, a bunch of the peers at my record label were getting more support and doing better than me, and they were on the big stage, and I was on the small, wimpy stage, and I was just kind of in a, you know, just a bad attitude and feeling terrible, and I got a terrible cold, I'm sure, because of that. And I went into the tent where the doctor was in case any of the artists needed it. And so I went there, and he said to me, I'm sad you're feeling bad, but I'm really glad you came in to meet you because you're my daughter's favorite artist. I know, oh, and he says, will you, you know, sign your name? And I did. And he, as I was walking out, he said, thank you so much, Jewel. I could slip, I could fall in that mean and awful hall. With the other jealous bitches and the bitter grumbling man, I could sneer, I could glare, say that life is so unfair. made it, cause she's younger and prettier than me. Well, I don't wanna get bitter. I don't wanna talk cruel. I don't wanna get old before I have to. I could bitch, I could moan, say I wanna be left alone. That's not really true, because I like my time with you. Till you rant and you rave, wishing fat folks to their grave. I feel sorry for them, you say they get what they deserve. Well, I don't wanna get bitter. I don't wanna talk cruel. I don't wanna get old before I have to. And I don't wanna get jaded, petrified, waited. I don't wanna get bitter like you. Like you with the darts in your eyes. You with disdain for mankind. I was charmed, now I wonder. So I'll smile with the rest, wishing everyone the best. And know the one who made it, cause she's actually pretty good. Well, I don't wanna get bitter. I don't wanna turn cruel. I don't wanna get old before I have to. And I don't wanna get jaded, petrified and waited. I don't wanna get bitter like you. Oh, I don't wanna get bitter. I don't wanna turn cruel. I don't wanna get old before I have to. And I don't wanna get jaded, petrified and waited. I don't wanna get bitter like you. Yeah.
Thanks. I got one more, then I'm gonna bring the band out. Now, I've had a fourth run we just completed of my F Word seventh grade show, and how many out there? It was the worst year of almost everyone's life, right? Thank you. Here's a song. The one thing that saved me was the music, my older brother's records, and I would like listen. I knew all the lyrics and read all the liner notes, and I could tell you who played everything on every song, but at that time I had no one to share that important information with, so here's the song. I'm in the wings. When you push me on, I never learn the words to this song. And there I stand naked, they're staring at me, laughing at me. I'm by the locker, turning the dial. The hallway is empty, it stretches for miles. And I'm on a boat headed over the falls. You reach for my hand, but it just breaks off. Suddenly woke up was only a dream. Back in the gilt cage that you made for me. When they are working or fast asleep, I put my headphones on. I put my headphones on. I put my headphones on.
headphones on. I'm in the backyard, bearing the bones. Don't know why I did it, hope no one will know. I can't seem to hide the remains of my crime. I never learned to fly. Suddenly woke up, was only a dream. Back in the guilt cage that you made for me. There might be someone who listened to me. I put my headphones on. I put my headphones on. I put my headphones on. Flip the record, headphones on. Corden Spark, the seventh song. Jonas sings, love is gone. Love is gone. Janet sings, 17, that song from 10cc. Alone again, naturally. Someone has it worse than me. Sam Storm, Major Tom. Captain Jacket, Delta Dawn. Avatastic, Sweet Jane. Music wash away my pain. I put my headphones on. Ooh, ooh, child, things are gonna get easier.
The band. So one thing about doing my show, the F Word Seventh Grade, is I got to actually play, do a version where I went to Denver and I played for all the bullies and mean people. And it was great. They paid like $50 to see me rip them to shreds. Anyway, there was a one boy, Robbie, who broke up with me in seventh grade, but summer before. And I hadn't seen him since eighth grade, and he came up to me and he said, Jill, I've been following your career. And he was so cute. He goes, will you ever forgive me? And I said to him in my best kind of like Tallulah Bankhead, I said, Robbie, I always knew someday you'd come crawling back. Sometimes I wish that I was an angel, a fallen angel who visits your dreams. And in those dreams, I'd blow you a message that says, you really want me. Sometimes I wish that I was a wrestler, a Mexican wrestler in a red vinyl mask. And I might grab you and body slam you, and maybe cause physical harm. When we would land, I might take pity on you. I can crack all your ribs, but I can't break your heart. You will never love me, and this I can't that you will never love me as long as I will live.
I wish that I was a beauty, a beautiful girl who is still 21 or 31 or 41 or 51, and I turn your head as well as your buddies, and I could afford to play hard to get. And we'd go to parties and you'd show me off, and I'd go home with someone else. You will never love me, and this I can't forgive, and it will always bug me as long.
My band. Here's a song that I actually end at the seventh grade show with. La 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 la. What? Bobby Trunks was a fat little boy living in a shitty little town. And every sense the dodgeball flew and knocked poor Bobby down. 4 o'clock when he got home, upstairs in his room, he closed the door, tie on his cape, put on his skin-tight suit. And he'd sing, Underdog Victoria. Years later, tried out for the Bandit Covers of Matchbox 20, but he was dreaming of the New York Dolls and Max's Kansas City. Of course, they never called back. They thought he was too queer. He didn't care. Back in his room, he sang into the mirror, and he sang.
la 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 la. To the future, that was one of his great gifts. And one day all those dodgeball bullies would dream of his sweet kiss. And he'd sing. Will you sing one last time with me? Underdog victorious, he was simply glorious. Someday he'll die notorious. One, two, three, four.
The original cast album for F 7th grade is out this spring. You can learn all about it. Subscribe to her Patreon at jillsobule.com. It's now time to hear from our piano player, Bob Thompson. He's going to be performing Well You Needn't by Thelonious Monk. You need to put your hands together for Bob Thompson.
Thank you.
You can find his music at colortones.com. That was Bob Thompson with Well You Needn't by Thelonious Monk. You're listening to Mountain Stage, live performance radio from the Mountain State of West Virginia. If you have questions or suggestions for us, our email address is feedback@mountainstage.org, or you can connect with us on Facebook, X, and peek behind the scenes on our Instagram. You can find all those links at our website, mountainstage.org. Stephen Kellogg is well on his way to getting his own Mountain Stage 10-timer jacket. This is his 8th appearance on the show this evening, although I'm thinking maybe we should give him a hat because he seems to like wearing a lot of different ones. He's a singer and a songwriter who's also a TEDx speaker, an author, he published a book of essays in 2020, a busy father to 4 daughters, and most recently, a stand-up comedian. He just finished taping his first comedy special. His latest album is Keep It Up, Kid, and he's managed to find time in his busy schedule to come be with us tonight. Please welcome back to the Mountain Stage, Stephen Kellogg.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Moonlight highway quicksand, trying to pull us off the road. You don't succeed by giving up, that's one thing I know. And I'm sorry that you got sick, that I wasn't there. And if I acted like a dick, it didn't mean I didn't care. Cause I've been chasing dreams in magazines the last 10 years. The way you treat your mother is up to you, but it can't feel all that good to be so angry. And I guess I learned that too. Jessica's afraid she won't find love. She says that she ain't ever home. Feels like just last night when I swear I heard her say, she said, what if I die alone? What if I die alone? Oh, and it's a broken-hearted attitude, but it kind of fits right in to this movie. It's about all of us, and it's waiting to begin. And I've been chasing dreams in magazines the last 10 years. And the way you treat your lover is up to you, yeah. But it can't feel all that good to be so jealous. And I guess I learned that too. And this will change in time. We'll feel more, we'll feel more alive. Because protection is like a wheel, and the way we sometimes feel can make you think that you might even be the worst person you'll ever meet. Oh, but it's alright, cause we got each other, cause we got each other, cause we got each other, chasing dreams in magazines the last 10 years. And the way you treat each other is up to you. Oh, but it can't feel all that good to be so scared. And I know what that's like too. Yeah, and I guess I learned that too. And I'm learning it still, learning it still. And I guess I learned that too. Right up here in front of you. I'm learning it still, yeah. I said, why am I so angry? Tell me why. Why am I so sad? How is it I have so much but I still feel incomplete? Why is it so good when I feel so bad? Guess I learned that too. Just gonna go for a minute back to the Purple Fiddle. My first time in West Virginia, it was 19 years ago, and I was up in the apartment that they give you to stay in, and my then tour manager, she looked at me and she said, I don't know how I'm ever gonna meet anybody, and maybe nobody's ever gonna love me. And this song was born, and then 2 years later, I came back for my second visit to West Virginia, and I played it for the first time here at Mountain Stage. That was 8 Mountain Stages ago. And I haven't played it since, but I started just running it through my head all these visits over so many years. And that's the trick about middle age. I thought that when I got here, I was gonna know how to do things, you know? I thought things were gonna make more sense, not less sense. But like some kind of modern age Don Quixote, I keep saying to my wife, for my next get rich quick scheme, I'll write a book, I'll do some stand up, and all of a sudden, you're there in middle age and you just keep on putting one foot in front of the other and you keep driving into West Virginia, and if someone keeps inviting you back, you feel very lucky indeed. So thanks for coming back and thanks for the invitation to be back. You know, cats and dogs and cats, we don't need to live like that. And somewhere in this heart of mine is a clock that's always right on time. So keep your head down, you'll be fine, yeah. Oh, and I guess I learned that too. Thank you guys. Thank you very much. Do you have a good Thanksgiving? Yeah. I liked. It didn't really. It sounded like some of you did, some of you didn't. And I hear that. I liked it more when other people hosted. I feel like it's inconsiderate. I had shows this weekend. They're like, you host, you know. But we got a call. I have all my in-laws over, and it was funny hearing Connor introduce all the different things that I've been doing lately, because my father-in-law actually said to me at Thanksgiving, do you think you're doing too many different things? And I said, definitely. I'm making a living, man. I don't know what to say. But so we get a call shortly before the supper is served, and it's the water company. And they said, you have E. coli in your water. And I'm like, what else? Like, it seems amazing to me that this person was working on Thanksgiving. They're like, yep, got to put this round of calls, and this can't wait till tomorrow. So my wife, who's a much nicer person than I am, she's in the room, and she's like, should we tell everybody? And I said, absolutely not. There is no scenario where I'm going to go out and look at my brothers-in-law and tell them that we have E. coli in their water. Like, they're going to be fine. It's Thanksgiving. They'll just think it was the food. It's fine. So songs serve a lot of different purposes, and I was looking at the songs I played over the years here, and I wanted to make sure I played some different ones tonight that I haven't played here. But one of the things that I find songs useful for is prayers, you know, non-denominational prayers, just putting things out in the universe that you want to make sure that the people you love know, or maybe that you feel like you need to hear. So right now I want to do this song. This is my prayer for all of you. Well, this is a song for our daughters, 'cause there's some things that they need to hear. And we never know when it's our time to go. So let me be perfectly clear, you're gonna win, you're gonna lose, you're gonna walk yourself around in your shoes, till maybe one day it's you who will say. But don't be too hard on yourselves, you don't have to be somebody else. On the days when you most want to give up the ghost, don't be too hard, don't be too hard on yourselves. Girl, everyone wants to be beautiful. Everyone looks in the mirror and sees things they would change. They feel some sort of pain. But I see your beauty so clear, it's in the way that you light up